This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Myanmar's new military leader said on Monday the ruling junta would hold a fresh election and hand power to the winner. General Min Aung Hlaing also reiterated the claim that campaigning in a vote last November had not been fair. Min Aung Hlaing was speaking in a televised address as tens of thousands of people joined a third day of street demonstrations in towns and cities across Myanmar. Protesters are denouncing the military for its seizure of power last Monday. Police warn protesters to disperse or face force to stifle the demonstrations against the coup and the arrest of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose National League for Democracy won the November election. The generals had earlier tried to justify their takeover on the grounds of election fraud and had promised a new poll. Min Aung Hlaing reiterated that position in his address Monday, saying the junta would form a true and disciplined democracy different to previous eras of military rule. The election committee must be reformed, according to him, and he said it used the coronavirus pandemic and did not allow fair campaigning. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse announced police had foiled a coup attempt on Sunday, making more than 20 arrests. Haitians woke Sunday to gunfire in areas near the National Palace, and a high police presence was seen by VOA Creole reporters on the scene. At midday, the president surprised the nation by going live on Facebook to announce the foiled coup attempt and the arrests. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Northern India emergency teams are working Monday to rescue 37 power plant workers trapped in a tunnel. The workers were trapped after part of a Himalayan glacier broke away, slamming water and debris into a dam and at least two hydroelectric plants early Sunday. Authorities say at least 18 bodies have been recovered, but more than 165 people are missing and feared dead. More than 2,000 people have been deployed to the search and rescue operation in the valley, including members of the military and police. The floods destroyed a hydroelectric plant on the Alaknanda River and damaged another on the Dali Ganga River. The incident sent a massive amount of water and debris downhill, flooding the river and forcing the evacuation of downstream villages. There is worrying news out of South Africa. Health experts say the just-arrived shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines may not work as well against the highly contagious coronavirus variant that is prevalent in the country. That realization means that officials intend to put the mass vaccination program on hold before it even began. Clinical studies in South Africa appear to have found no evidence that the vaccine has full efficacy against the mutant variant. The AstraZeneca vaccine still appears to work against severe forms of COVID-19, according to the country's top virologist. However, against mild or moderate illness, it falls flat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pleaded not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. Monday's hearing comes just weeks before national elections in which he hopes to extend his 12-year rule. Netanyahu was indicted last year for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. Nigeria's Navy plans to strengthen its measures to root out and punish personnel who collude with criminals and kidnappers. That's according to the new naval chief. Kidnappings in the Gulf of Guinea, which borders some 20 countries, hit a record last year, according to the International Maritime Bureau. Well-armed, violent pirates operate there out of Nigeria's hard-to-police delta swamps, and experts say their increasingly bold tactics show that better enforcement is badly needed. Somalia's political crisis deepened Monday after a coalition of opposition parties announced they no longer recognize President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. The president's term expired with no political agreement on how to replace him. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA.